So I got another one of those stories about a shortage. And this one is not a particular finished product, if you will, but it's a product that helps to finish so many other products. It says here, oh, by the way, did you know that there's a shortage of those plastic pellets that go into a vast university of products that range everything from cereal bags to medical devices to automotive interiors to bicycle helmets and so much more?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Packaging, eh?
Exactly. It's the price of polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. Everyone's familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
It says that it's used for making pipes. Everyone's familiar with PVC pipes. But again, medical devices, credit cards, even vinyl records. Those prices in the past months for those particular products have rocketed 70%.
Ooh.
The price of epoxy resins used for coatings, adhesive paints, soaring 170%. Ethylene, arguably the world's most important chemical, used in everything from food packaging to antifreeze to polyester.
I bet we use a bit of that locally.
Oh, yeah. It surged near 50%. And the root of the problem, it says here, is a familiar one. When the pandemic ignited a disruption in the economy, and people stopped spending money, and services were shutting down, production was slashed of the petrochemical producers that do these plastic pellets. And when suddenly the economy bounced back, they were caught flat-footed. They did not have any supply on hand, having a hard time finding workers to reopen some plants, and so on and so forth.
Sounds like the chip shortage in the auto industry.
Doesn't it? Companies are now scrambling to try and acquire raw materials to meet surging orders, which is another problem, acquiring those raw materials. And they say that panic buying of so many products that these pellets go into making, mm-hmm, also is causing a problem. You know, it's not that they're any particular product that's made. There are just so many things that the petrochemicals are used for. Mm. Plus, the hurricanes that struck the Gulf Coast, where some of these petrochemical plants are located.
Oh, yeah, that had an impact for sure.
In Louisiana, in Texas, and for those who might have forgotten, remember there was a July lightning strike that happened that temporarily shut down a plant in Louisiana? That caused a problem. Hurricane Ida from just this past August, plus Tropical Storm Nicholas causing the flooding, and so on and so forth.
All adds up and takes its toll.
Not to mention the supply chains that have been disrupted. You're hearing about the container ships that are offshore.
Oh, yeah.
You see some of those pictures in like Los Angeles?
Yeah, right offshore, just waiting.
Just sitting there.
They can't get unloaded.
Well, in those containers.
Plus, there's a shortage of truckers.
Yeah, and then getting the product,
Once they get it unloaded from the ship, you've got to have the vehicles haul it away.
A management professor from the University of Notre Dame said, I think this is going to go on for a really long time because there are so many factors at play here, and it's across the board in so many products. And again, everything from, as they describe here, cereal bags. I never even thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you buy your breakfast cereal. It's in a cardboard box. But inside that cardboard box.
Yeah, there's the plastic liner. Yeah. And keeping it all fresh.
And other items that are used for food production, which, goes back to some of the conversations we've been having. So many different types of food products where the prices have gone up. Mm. And it's not just the food itself.
Right, cost of
the packaging, the packaging, and all
delivery
that.
Delivery of it.
Yeah, all adds up. So, but I never even gave it a thought of this type of shortage. But it was, I saw this in the USA Today, I believe it was, just talking about the petrochemical companies and the problems that they are facing, and so many products that are produced that if you're looking at price increases, that could be another element to think about.
Another industry impacted, the aluminum industry, shortage of aluminum.
Oh, and until I guess it's something that gets focused on in the news, or for you personally, until it's something that you go and try and purchase and go, wait a second.
Can't get that.
Can't get it, or a couple of months ago it was this price, And now it's that price. What's going on? And, you know, is there any end in sight? Probably at some point, but it's still that so many of these plants have to get back up into their ability to produce what they were doing before the pandemic, whether it's product, whether it's labor, or whether it's just the product being produced and then trying to get it someplace for the shipping and things like that.
Speaking of labor, I see some prices around people hiring people. They have signs in windows of fast food restaurants, $17 an hour. Remember when there was a big hubbub about wanting to get to $15 an hour?
Wow.
And all the marches and protests? Well, now this pandemic and the shortage has gone above and beyond that.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
That's a wage for that
young
type
people,
of...
Young people, you know, high school, college, they can make some pretty serious money.
You could. That, right? Wouldn't take you about a few hours a week to get a few bucks made.
Mm-hmm.